Good evening, everyone.
If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon borrows light from day. Oh, you alone. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now run to the King.
Amen.
Lord, what's up? Our God. You are God alone. You're my Jehovah Jireh. You're my Jehovah Nissi. You're my Jehovah Elion. You alone are God. You are God alone. Oh, oh. Holy ground. Come on, come on, come on. Press on in. Press on in. I wish I had somebody that would help me press. Press. Come on, let's go into the Holy of Holies. Come on, let's minister to him right now. God, we worship your name today. God, we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah, God. There is none like you. There's none like you. I wish I just had a few folk that would open up their mouths and just begin to bless him. Come on, give them the fruit of your lips. Don't tell him about your problems, don't tell him about your trouble. Just begin to minister to our God. Come on, open up your mouth, everybody. Open up your mouth, lift up those hands, lift up those hands. Come on, begin to minister to him. Minister to him, tell him God, you're God. You're the only God. You're the only true God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether wonderful. There is none like you, God. I blow kisses to you. I want to embrace you. I want to show you how much I love you. Come on, for about 30 more seconds. Come on, bless him.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God for each and every one of you on the line tonight. We thank you for tuning in from wherever you are tuning in, via your device or computer, in your home, in your place of worship, in the prison, in the rehab, wherever you are. We thank God for you, and we pray that the word of the Lord that comes forth tonight will be a blessing to you. At this time, we're going to go forth in prayer, and then I have a few announcements for you, and we like to invite anyone that is a part of Faith Ambassadors that is in the Memphis area to join in with us and be a part of. If you have family, if you have friends in the Memphis area, please invite them to join in tonight. Invite via your contacts, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. Let's get the people of God on the line tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. God, we thank you for doing what only you can do by your Holy Ghost power, God. We thank you for each and every person, each and every home that is represented on this line. God, I decree and declare choice blessings upon them. Every need is met. Every bill is paid on time in full with an abundance of money left over. God, we thank you for favor, uncommon favor for your people tonight. God, meet them at the point of their need. God, for you are God that supplies all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you, God, in advance. And we say amen, amen, and amen. People of God, we invite you, if you have not already done so, to join us and connect with us first via Facebook, that you're going to search for Daniel Faith Ambassadors, and you can like one page and join the other. You can join our very own Chief Apostle, the anointed, appointed man of God of Faith Ambassadors. His handle would be at Prophet Bishop Daniel. at Prophet Bishop Daniel on Periscope. And as well, if you would email us, if you'd like to email us, connect with us, if you have a prayer request or you need to reach out to our leadership, you can email us at faithambassadors247@gmail.com. You can go to our website where you can sow, tithe, give, and learn more about the ministry. That website is faithambassadors247.com. faithambassadors247.com. Again, thank you so much for being a part. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to come back and hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. Praise the Lord.
How many
everybody.
People are encouraged tonight?
Be careful of what you speak over yourself and what you encourage yourself to do. Encourage yourself in the things of God and in the Word of God. There is a word from the Lord, and our very own anointed minister, Tia Hansberry, will be bringing the word tonight. Minister Tia, are you on? Are you there?
Speak over
Amen.
Yourself.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise
Can everybody hear me all right? Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God. First off, I would love to give honor to my Lord and my Savior, and who is head of my life and who is doing tremendous things in my life. And I just thank God for Apostle Daniel and for Pastor Shanterica and Elder Felicia. I love all of y'all with the strength of the Lord. And I just want to, that song right there just got me all like, all over the place now, because it's like, God, give me stuff, and now the Holy Spirit dealing with me, because he like, ah. But that song kind of like stepped into a little bit of what God had gave me earlier, that we have to speak over ourselves and encourage ourselves. But he just had gave me earlier, he was saying disconnected, and I was like, okay, God. And it was like he was dealing with me about being disconnected. We sometimes as people have a strong ability to be connected to people and be disconnected from God, when he is our power source. God is our power source, and he is our strength. And without him, we are nothing. We can be nothing. But most of all, we don't have energy. If you don't have energy, you don't have power. And so a lot of times we are all anointed vessels of God that he want to use, but we walk around powerless because we're disconnected from the power source, which is God. We have to remember that keeping God first is more important. And to stay in his word is to stay in his arms, is to stay close to him and be cuddled up with him. And he is our first love. He is our husband. And God was just telling me, he said, Tia, you know, a lot of times when I'm dealing with you, it's easy for you to shut me down and do the things you need to do or you want to do that you feel like you need to do and you want to do, and you disconnect yourself from me, and then you wonder why you tired, why you wore out, why you can't do it, why it didn't work out the way you thought it was, things didn't go the way you planned on them going. It's because you disconnected from me. You disconnected yourself from the power. You cut the power off and thought you were going to be able to see in the dark. And you were out there in the dark because you was doing it in yourself. You were by yourself. And when you stay connected to me and you stay connected to my power, I will lead you and I will guide you and I will give you a clear path, and you will be able to see everything the way you need to see it, to do what you need to do, to be where you need to be available to the people you need to be available to and not to the people that you want to be available to. God was just speaking to me, and I say me because the message was for me to give to other people, but it was also for me to take heed to what God was saying that he was doing in me. He said in order to be connected to the power, you got to pay the bill. You're going to be, if you don't pay your bill to whoever your light bill company is, they eventually going to disconnect. They're going to turn off your power. Where are you going to be? In the dark. So in order to be connected to the power source, you have to pay your bill, and that's staying in your word. That's being obedient to the word of God. That's living the word of God. That's walking in the word of God. You have to pay your bill. You have to pay into what God has given you. And that is the power. That is the source. When you don't pay your bill, you disconnected. Now your energy is gone. Your energy level is down. You're running in your own self. You're running in your flesh. And you wore out fast. It's so crazy because I've been so spiritually energized that I could just go and do and do and do and don't feel nothing. I'm not tired. I have more energy to just keep going. I have been to service after service and been jumping and, you know, praising and just feel good and just feel so good, high and mighty and boasting in the Lord. But as soon as I disconnect from God and I'm not worshiping like I need to worship, I'm not praising like I need to praise, I'm not reading like I need to read, I'm not praying like I need to pray, then when I try to do anything, I can go to work and just, I'm tired. It can be any little thing that I'm trying to do. My body just is so tired. It's so different. It's so much different. I realized when God spoke to me in this, he was telling me that you have to stay connected to the power in order to have, to the source in order to have the power, the energy to have the power. The energy is what gives the power. If you unplug your charger from out the wall and your phone is hooked up to it, it's not going to charge it because it's not generating any kind of energy. So it's not going to have the power it needs to stay on. It's going to eventually die. And that's exactly what we do. We get a little bit of God, we get a little bit of word, and then we try to face everything on our own, and we run over here and think we can do it in ourselves, and we disconnected from God because now our cord done came out, and our energy level is going down every time we impart in other people, and we're not building ourselves back up in God, in the Word of God, in the things of God. And then we go dead, and we're not connected to the power. How are we going to get recharged? Honestly and truly, like I said, that word, the song spoke to me to encourage yourself in the Lord. We have to encourage ourselves even when we don't feel like it to continue to read, even when we don't feel like it, continuously to keep a praise on our mouth. Whether it's a song in your spirit that God just put in your spirit to help you go through what you're dealing with, that's a part of the energy. That's Him building you up. Us being in our word, Lord, where you want me to read at, what you want me to read, just talking to the Lord, walking and talking to the Lord, it builds you up, it gives you the strength, it gives you the power that you need to endure, because the enemy is not going to let up. His job is to kill, steal, and to destroy, so that's what he's going to do. And if you ain't got no energy to fight him, he's going to kill you. He's going to destroy you. And he's going to steal everything from you, not just no joy. He's going to steal your life. He's going to steal your mind. He's going to steal your kids. He's going to steal your family. You have to connect to the source to have the energy and the power to defeat the enemy. Because you can't go fighting the enemy without no power and think you're going to win, because you're not. You're going to die in your mess. So I just encourage everyone to just continue to walk in the things of God, continue to read, continue to stay in the presence of God, and keep pulling on Him. God, I need your strength, Father God. I need you to speak to me, God. I ain't been reading enough, God. I need you to just show me what to read. I need you to show me how to fast. I need you to show me what to fast, what to purge myself of, who to stay away from. You have to pull on the energy source. You have to pull on Him and know that He is your everything. He is the link to all the power that you need. You can't walk being disconnected from God and think that you're going to be successful in anything. You're going to fail. Being disconnected from God not only disconnects you from Him, but it disconnects you from who you really are, because you are not your true self if you're not connected to God. You just who the flesh presents you to be, because we are more spiritual than we are anything else. So if you're not walking in the spirit, then you're walking in flesh, and that's not even really you. That's not who God created you to be, because in the Word of God, He tells us, He said that I knew you when you were in your, before you was even in your mother's womb. So He already had plans for us, so He knew us. He already knew who He created us to be. So when we're not walking in the authorities and the powers of God, then we're not being who God has created us to be. We're not even walking with God. We're walking on one side and God on the other, because we're disconnected. But then how can we train our kids up to walk with God if we're disconnected? Then they're disconnected. We have to connect so that they can be connected. And the people that God assigns to our lives, they can be connected to God as well through us, because that power is going to trickle down on all the people that are in that area. I just you know, I've been going through a lot the last couple of weeks in my life, and that's exactly what, and I'm not going to blame it on the enemy. It's what Tia did. So because I was so busy, I was trying to find somewhere to stay, and I was trying to get transportation, and I was trying to go to work, and I was trying to move my stuff out of my house, and I was trying to do everything in my own self, on my own time, without my power source, and I was completely drained and wore out, wore down. I'm in my word asking God to give me the strength, because that's what I should have been doing in the first place. Because I felt like because I was doing the right things, that, you know, oh, God will bless me anyway. And it's not about us doing the right or the wrong thing. It's about us calling on him and letting him be that power source, and not trying to be the power yourself, and you don't have it to do. You're not the power. You're not the source. You're just that link. You're just the thing linked to the power that cuts on once the power is connected. And I found myself being busy and busy and busy and doing this and doing that, I found myself, not that I wasn't reading my word, but not in my word like I should have been in my word. Like, I need to be in my word, because I know how much I need to be in my word, because I know how the enemy try to come fight me. And so when he come and fight me, if I ain't in my word, then I'm not ready for that fight. I'm going to lose. Even it's been times when I didn't think I was going to win a fight, but I was in my word, and I was connected to the source. I was connected to the power, and the enemy was defeated, and I seen it. But I was feeling defeated because I had disconnected myself, because as I found myself being busy, I was in that thing. And whatever I was doing, looking for a place, looking for a car, trying to move, that ain't my source. That wasn't my source. I was disconnected from the source. And so it was draining. The things that I was doing was draining my energy, was draining the power out of me. But God has to fill us up. He replenishes that power, but we have to stay in our word. We have to continuously know that we can do nothing without him. You can do all things in Christ that strengthens you. He is your strength. He is your power. He is your source. So you cannot be disconnected from God and think that you can encourage yourself. All of that goes together. Because if you disconnected from God, you're encouraging. How you going to encourage yourself when you ain't even feeling like it? You don't even feel like getting out of bed. So how you going to even encourage yourself to do anything in the will of God, or to read the word of God? You don't even want to get out your bed because, oh, everything going wrong. And it's so easy for us to feel down and sad and lost and hurt and in pain. It's easy for us to feel that way, but we should just feel like, I need to power up. Now I'm going to get in my word. I'm going to study. I'm going to be in my word. I'm going to stay in my word, because I don't like these feelings coming over me. So I just encourage everybody to just stay connected. Stay in the word of God. Stay in his presence. Just give him your attention. Give him your all. Don't give that thing your energy, whatever it is, whether it even be the kids. If the kids are running around the house and you're like, I'm just tired of running around, and the kids won't sit out, they won't listen to me, get in your word and start to pray and read and call on the name of the Lord, and watch how God sit the kids down. Sometimes we try to do too many things in ourselves, and at that time we so disconnected from God, our power is useless. It's useless. It's powerless. We need God to step in and take over. But not fall off the power, not disconnect from the power and then reconnect, disconnect, reconnect. No, stay connected. Stay connected so God can elevate you. He can promote you in the things that he has for you to do. God has need of all of us. Everybody plays a role, a position in the body of Christ. But if you're disconnected from him, then your position is going to get filled, because God ain't going to wait on no man. He's going to find somebody out there that's willing, that's ready, that want to be connected to him, that's already sitting there saying, Lord, I'm humble, I'm right here, I'm waiting, I'm willing, I want to be used by you, God. Show me your ways. And they living and they reading and they word, and they connected to the source power. Then they are going to be the person that's going to replace what you should have been doing, because God ain't going to wait on you. He's not going to wait on you. So I just encourage everyone on the line tonight to be encouraged in the things of God, in the word of God, and stay connected to him. And stay connected to his ways. Stay connected to his word. If it seems strange to other people, you walking and talking. Sometimes I be walking down the street, and I be going to the bus stop, and I be like, oh, I know them people think I'm talking to myself. But what they don't know is I'm praising God. I'm thanking God. I'm singing to God. I'm talking to God. I might look crazy, but I know you, God, I know you listening to me. I don't care how I look. It don't even matter to me because I know that he is my source. I know that at the end of the day, when I'm feeling down, when I'm hurt, when I'm lonely, when I'm lost, I know he is the source. He is the power. He is my everything that will pick me up. And no matter how crazy I look to other people, how I look to other people, I'm going to praise them. I'm going to praise them. Sometimes I might not read a lot, but I stay praising them. I stay talking to them. Sometimes I get a little busy, and I might not read as much as sometimes that I do. But I have to stay connected to him, so I talk to him. I talk to God with everything that I do. Everything that I do. Sometimes I just be sitting, I sit somewhere. Sometimes I just have conversations with God because I have to stay connected to him. I can't disconnect from him completely. Because if you disconnect from him completely, the devil going to have his way with you. Your flesh going to have your way with you. You need the power source to God is so important because it ain't even just the enemy. You need that power and that strength over your own flesh. Because that old flesh of yours gonna wanna try to go back and do the things that he used to do. It's gonna wanna be that person that it was so used to being before you start walking that way. And the more you stay disconnected from God, the more the flesh start to rise up. It say, you know, that we need to be renewed by the renewing of our minds. And one thing about our mind is that sometimes it's our biggest enemy. But God already know that because he can hear our thoughts. So he is our power source. Then that means he's going to take power over our mind. But when we disconnected from him, then our mind even started to work against us. Too good to us. God is too merciful. And he's been so good in my life. And I'm thankful for all the things that he's done, even the times when I done disconnected and I had to go through to see what I needed to see. But I knew that I had to get connected back to God because without him, I wouldn't have made it through. Sometimes we really don't know how important it is to have that relationship with God until things start to go all crazy and go wrong for it. But I tell you that it's better to be connected than disconnected because that's when you see the truth of the world and you see that it ain't for you, it's against you, and that God is all for you because everything going to start to close in on you. I'm just wanting to just know that where God is taking me and the things that he's showing me and dealing with me right now, that I have no other choice. I don't want to be no other way but connected to God and to God's people. He said for us to be equally yoked, not to be unequally yoked. So if the people that you're around ain't connected to the power, then you don't even need to be around them. It's easy for us to disconnect from God, but it'd be so hard for us to disconnect from people. We'll make all kind of excuses. Well, you know, that's my mama, and I love my sister, and I just want to help her. Or they're my babies. I just want. No, you let God be their source, just like he yours, and you let God be your source and get you together. And you have to separate from the people that ain't want to be connected to the power, to the source right now. And when God get them together, God will reconnect y'all because all of y'all is y'all are one big light. The people that ain't connected to the power source, they in the dark. They're part of the darkness. And eventually God will pull them into the light. But right now he got to work on you. He got to build your power up. And you have to allow him to. You can't be worrying about your sister and your brother because they're not disconnected from them. No, you pray for them. And you ask God to connect them to the power source just like he did you. But you can't stay there and wait on them to be disconnected from the power and thinking, oh, well, because I'm over here with my sister, I'm just loving my sister. No, you're disconnecting yourself from the power trying to worry about other people. Because, see, what if you die in your mess? You got to think about all the things that can happen when you're not connected to the power and there's no repentance beyond the grave. So being connected is so important. We have to learn how to be connected to God and be disconnected from the things that are not of God. And I just encourage everyone on this night to just reconnect yourself to the power source. Examine your relationship with God. Examine your walk with God. And encourage yourself to be connected to the source. Encourage yourself to be connected to God. Encourage yourself to go hard for the things of God and disconnect from the things that are not of God and like God. And I pray everyone's strength in the Lord. I pray for everyone to just be able to go pick up their Bible and the Word just grabs a hold of them in a way that it has never grabbed hold of them before, and that the light just gets brighter and brighter, even for those that are connected to God, that are not disconnected. I just pray that God just brightens their light, brightens their walk, and raises them up in the things of God. I pray for everyone's strength, and I pray that everyone prays my strength in the Lord. And I love everyone on the line, and I thank you so much. And I just want to just say thank you for the opportunity, Pastor Shanterica and Apostle Daniel, Elder Felicia. I love y'all. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Hansberry. We thank God for you. Were you on the line last night?
No, I wasn't.
Amen. I'm only asking you that because that is the word, that is a piece of the word, and you came tonight to confirm and expound further on the word that God gave last night.
Amen.
About where is your power. So I'm just excited about what God is saying and what he's doing. People of God, I pray that you have heard something between last night and tonight that helps you to want to examine yourself, that helps you want to check your connection. We know that the source of power, because power belongs to God, we know that. But are we connected? Do you leave the plug in or do you take it out? So tonight, I pray that each and everyone on the line would examine themselves to know whether or not you're connected. And if you find out that somewhere you have disconnected yourself and chosen to plug in and take the plug out at will, that tonight you will purpose in your heart and in your mind to get back connected and stay connected, not just to God, not just to a local body, not just to faith ambassadors, but to the source that brings release, the source that brings refreshing and replenishing, that is always delivering a flow of power, and that is God. We thank God for each and every one of you. Elder Britton, are you there? Are you there, woman of God? Amen, amen.
I am. I'm sorry. I was trying to get off of
the mute ministry.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Thank God for you tonight.
God bless you, and God bless the speaker on tonight, too. That was a powerful word, and
yeah,
you said it confirmed the services on last night. I wasn't on the line last night, but it also confirmed the message that I spoke Sunday evening at the church on Sunday. So that's like three in a row. And it talked about the power of oneness, and it came from unity. So while she was speaking, I'm like, wow. Wow.
Yes.
Because I'll have to
wow.
go back and listen to Monday night, because I didn't listen to Monday night. But the entire time that she was talking, she confirmed every 90%
wow.
of what I spoke on Sunday evening at
Amen.
The service. So it's all lining up together, and I
yes.
love it when God does that, because sometimes
yes.
you can go in thinking you're going to speak one thing, and as soon as you're sitting there, God turned that whole message around, and you look into the side, because I got a habit of doing that when I'm speaking somewhere, and I'm looking to the side like, really? And I guess everybody looking like, oh, who's she talking to? And I'm like, he just changed that. He'll change the whole atmosphere. That was an awesome word, and I love how
yes.
you put it with the power source. Awesome. You did a magnificent job. It was awesome. I thank you for
thank
that.
Amen.
It was
Amen.
Awesome. I mean, awesome, awesome, awesome. Great job.
Amen.
Great word. Great
Amen.
Word.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it, the one accord that God has
I love
the
it.
People,
yes.
his
yes.
people on. I'm loving it that
yes.
we may not be in the same city, the same state, but he has us preaching the same word.
Yes,
oh, my God.
And it's called
I
unity.
Love it.
It's bringing
yes.
unity from far above, from far away. When I went on that walk on Saturday, I did the Cooper Bridge run Saturday. And the thing about it, when I was on that bridge, I was at the bottom going up the incline. It was over 40,000 people that did that
My
walk
God.
On Saturday. And as I'm walking up this incline, I'm like, okay, God, I'm not in my own strength right now. I need your strength, because this incline is just pulling me. And it was just so hard for me to get up that incline. And I'm looking at all of the people that was already on top of the bridge, and all I could see is just unity, because everybody had to come on one accord to be there. And that's what the message was about Sunday. He talked
yeah.
about diverse culture. It doesn't matter what color, what clothes, however you look, of everybody can come together on one, and not just come together. You have to be in Christ. Like, it's just like you say, if you're not connected to the power source and you're not walking Christ-like, how are you going to be able to bring unity into the world? And that's what God wants. He talks about unity, bringing everybody on one accord, everybody coming together and praising God. He said there's just one God, one faith, one baptism. We all
yes,
have to get
yes.
on one power surge
yes.
and just let
yes.
this and just rock this world. Because when he bring it
yes.
all together and all of us are on one accord, I love it. I love it when God moved like that. And it was just a power,
yes.
awesome word. And like I said, when I was going up that incline, and he was just constantly talking. And he said, the same way you pushing to get up this incline, this is how I need for you to push into me, and I need you to
yeah,
push and push.
Yeah.
It's a hard struggle, but just like the minister said
yes.
tonight, if you stay connected to that power, to the main power source, which is that I call it the main switch box. Because this main switch box got all the connection on there for every move, and it's connected to every different areas of our life. If we stay connected, there's no way that box will jump. We'll stay in God's word. We continue to push into God, because there's greater. Greater is already here. It's just that we have to
yeah.
walk into it. If we don't want it, then it's out there. All we got to do is reach up and grab it. And still continue to trust
yes,
him. He talk about the gifts. He talk about the ability. God give us gifts. And I always tell people, if you don't understand, if you don't know what your ability gifts are, I'm just learning the ability to give wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discerning the spirit, interpretation, tongues. And then it goes to talk about the fruit of the spirit. They all line up together with the ascension gifts, which is the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, the teachers, and the pastors. They all link together.
Yes.
All linked
Amen.
Together.
One body.
But I thank God.
Yes.
One body.
Many
one
members.
Body. Many members. Many.
Yes.
So I love it.
Yes.
You really nailed yes. that. You really did.
Yes.
You really did.
Amen.
And I love it.
Amen.
Awesome.
And that is why the word of God tells us that one will put 1,000 to flight.
Yes.
1,000 demons to flight.
Yes.
Two will put
yes.
10,000 demons.
10,000,
so
yes.
Not if, but when we come together
Hallelujah,
and do
yes.
the work, decide to work together and do the work of the Lord, then,
my.
Oh, my God, as you said,
my.
We will turn the world upside down with the love of God, with the power of God. And that is what God is looking for, those that will go forth and do his word despite their situation, despite their circumstances, despite what it looks like. But you got to go forth anyway, anyway, because if he's calling you, and he is calling you, if he's calling you, because he's calling you to do something as being a part of the body of Christ, it is time to get in your place, stay in your place, and work the power that he gave you in the place that he gave it to you.
That's it.
So if you're a foot, if you're a leg, if you're a shin, if you're a knee, if you're a thigh, if you're a hip, if you're an arm, a hand, whatever you are, whoever you are in the body, you have power. My arm has power. It's connected to the the rest of my body, and it helps it work together. So utilizing the power that it has, it works together, working together. That is the whole y'all gonna get me excited over here.
It takes you back to Esther when Esther was told that her people was about to be killed. You know, at first she didn't pay it no attention, but then when Mordecai brought it back to her and opened up her to let her know, your people is about to be killed. Haman, neither the king knew that she was a Jew. They didn't know that. So what Esther did, Esther had to call on her people. She sent word. And I love it when you can send word far away and tell my people, I need them to go on a fast. I need them to come together in prayer. That's unity. She sent it out before she even went to do, before she approached her king, before she set the table, before she prepare the food to feed him, to tell him what was going on, what was about to happen. But the enemy was sitting right at the table. Then he thinking, you know, he about to kill all the Jews. He didn't know that this queen was a Jew. So it's just the power of oneness. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh man, just like you say, don't get me started because I can talk all night long.
I don't know if Pastor Shantarica is still on the line or not. Pastor Shantarica, are you there, woman of God? Or do you have a voice to talk, I should say? Amen. I think she is not on the line. Nevertheless, thank you so much, Minister Hansberry, for your obedience and your submission to God. Thank you so much, Elder Britton, for sharing. And we bless God for Pastor Shantarica. Let's continue to keep her lifted in prayer and send the word healed to her house in the name of Jesus.
In the name
people
of Jesus.
God, we thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. We pray that something was said that will ignite your fire, your passion for God and for serving God in the capacity that he has called you to. We pray that something was said to change your mind to the word of God, to the way of God, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We pray that healing goes forth and deliverance goes forth as you begin to meditate on the word of God and even go back on blogtalkradio.com and search for Faith Ambassadors and look for tonight's broadcast. In a little bit here, it'll be uploaded, and you can hit replay and hear last night and tonight and just hear what the Lord is saying in this hour. We look forward to you joining us on tomorrow night for our Resurgent Youth Ministry. Prayerfully, Pastor Shantarica will be on with us tomorrow night to share, and we thank God for you. We love you, and we pray choice blessings upon you. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. It ain't what you go through, but how many know it's how you go through it? Because at the end of the day, all of it is going to work together for you good.
Came to rescue me just like he said.